Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that the clinical reaction time test requires further validation before we incorporate it into our high school concussion protocols. A common sign following a concussion is impaired reaction time. It is not only important to measure reaction time due to its prognostic importance, but also because it has been found that reaction time decreases with multiple concussions, as well as it may be unsafe for an athlete to return to play if they have impaired reaction time. The simple reaction time test is validated within the collegiate population, but not within the high school population. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to assess the reliability and validity of the clinical reaction time test in a high school population. 448 high school athletes that competed in football or soccer during their 2011 to 2012 or 2012 to 2013 academic years were included in this study. Athletes completed a baseline neurocognitive exam and clinical reaction time test. The authors assessed how related the clinical reaction time was to computerized reaction time. To complete the clinical reaction time test, the authors asked an athlete to catch the device between his or her thumb and fingers. After one unrecorded practice attempt, the athlete completed 5 trials. The test administrator measured the distance the device fell before being caught using the 0.5-centimeter incremental markings on the device. The total distance the device fell before being caught was converted to the athlete's reaction time. Within the first year of the study, the computerized reaction time and clinical reaction time were barely related. During the second year of the study, there was no relationship between the two tests. Among 176 athletes who completed the test in both years, the authors found that there was marginal reliability for both computer and clinical reaction time tests. This is an important study because validity and reliability are fundamental characteristics that need to be established for any clinical test such as the clinical reaction time test. The clinical reaction time test device produced faster measure of reaction time compared to the computer. However, the clinical reaction time task was not as reliable as the computerized reaction time test. Additionally, the relationship between the tests were low to non-existent. This could be due to the high school athletes taking the test in a group environment where the computerized test may be sensitive to distractions. Age may also play a factor, where younger athletes may still be developing hand-eye coordination. Further reliability and validity testing is necessary before incorporating the clinical reaction time test into concussion protocols for high school athletes. This study is a nice reminder that a test validated in one population might not work in another population. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that 2 years post-surgery, matrix applied characterized autologous cultured chondrocytes had superior clinical outcomes compared with patients who received microfracture surgery for management of large cartilage lesions. Structurally, there were no differences between this technique and microfracture at the same 2-year follow-up point. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine's podcast with Dr. James Carson, who discussed neuromuscular training programs for reducing the risk of ACL injuries in youth soccer. If you have any questions that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.